Word. I thank you for blessing us again this morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin the communion class with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for blessing us again this week. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to do all that's in your heart. I pray that you'll mightily move in the classes today and bless Pastor as he goes forward in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Today we're in Revelation chapter 2. Verse 8, we're talking about Smyrna. These are the things that Jesus said to the churches, and it will aid us in our relationship with him. We all know God is holy, and he loves us. We're learning to be like he is. As he is, so are we in this world. And the reason, I used to read a scripture where Jesus said, the Father always hear my prayers. And I said, I wish he always heard my prayers. Because it didn't seem like he always heard my prayer. But Jesus knew him. And he knew what to pray. He knew he had faith in what he would say. But the other part is, he would follow through with what God said. Because prayer is a two-way communication. And one way to get rid of the things that hinder us is to take heed to what Jesus is saying. Because this is relationship. This is communion. It's just as much communion, heeding the words of Christ to the churches. This would help us govern everything. And he didn't leave anything out. Any problem you can run into, you can solve it with what he said to the seven churches. And sometimes I go back and take a look at it, and you know, it helps me to make adjustments. When the Lord put it on my heart to do it this way, I said, "Man, that'll work." verse 8, and unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, and tribulation and poverty. But thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And these are people who dedicated their lives to Christ. And most of them were not with him when he was teaching the apostles. And some may have been, because this was right after, you know, but John wrote this in older age, so and John was alive, so some of the people may have heard him personally. But most of them, it's probably safe to say, most of them only heard of him, and they believed. And they dedicated their lives, and to the point that they could, he said, I know thy works and tribulation. Because they were doing the things of God, the enemy was pushing back. And he usually used the Jews. They were the most frustrated people with the church. He said, I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews. Now, if he know their works, that means they were hard workers. But if they had poverty, it was because they were persecuted. Their poverty wasn't that they were lazy or they weren't working. He said, I know thy works in tribulation and poverty. This suggests that they suffered loss because of who they believed and the life that they stood for. He said, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. So the people of Satan were working against them, and they were standing. And Jesus didn't say anything about their love. They had strong love. And they had strong faith. And then verse 10, he says something interesting that always caught my attention. He said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Now, he always tell you things that's coming. This doesn't mean that they were sitting ducks. if they knew who they were in Christ, we all have authority, but it has to, we have to believe what the Lord said about it, and receive it in our heart and use it. Sometimes Christians don't use the authority they have, and the Lord wants, he'll deal with you where you are. If you don't know you have authority, this sounds like they may not have known what they could do in him. Because he said, fear none, but he did say, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. So the course was set for them to suffer loss again. But you can prevent it. You can say, Satan, you can't, I killed your plan in Jesus' name. It's just as easy as saying those words in faith. But they may not have known that. But when he said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer, that opens the door for the Holy Spirit to give you knowledge when you need it. If you, the word said in Proverbs, it says, trust in the Lord in all your ways, lean not unto your own understanding. Most of the time, people lean to what they trust the most. Whatever they trust the most, that's the way that they lean. And now, what the Lord is saying, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean to his way. And fearing not would help them to do that. Because if you fear something, you don't have, fear is a choice. You can decide, I'm not going to fear this, and I'm going to do it God's way. And then the Holy Spirit can show you what to do. I learned a lot of things about battle in battle. And then I go back and rethink it, and I use the knowledge for the next battle. And they're going to find, every Christian, if they're dedicated as a Smyrna church, they're going to find out that they are victorious. And after hearing the word that Kenneth Hagin taught about authority, I found out I could not be defeated. If I was defeated, I wanted to be defeated. You don't have to be defeated. And authority works. And at first it was surprising how good it worked. And then, I started getting used to it. Then I had confidence. But every time I had to take authority over something, it was always a challenge. It was some kind of challenge, but I always won. And if the enemy, if I lost or if I failed or something, I'd go back and ask the Lord, how could I prevent that? And then I learned more. But he said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. The people, in other words, the people that's out there against you, they're motivated and they didn't repent. He said, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. We're trying to win people and to the Lord. And sometimes they would lie and have them arrested. And Satan cast them in prison. But the Lord was with them. And then he said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Even if they did the worst, even if you died because of what you believe, you're safe. And sometimes that'll happen, but even in the tribulation period, it's going to be the order of the day. The same people we know and love and care about, some will turn and they will be on the side of the wrong. And I did a broadcast the other day about the tribulation, how I related it to work. Anybody that's left, they're not going to have the network of the church, and they're not going to have the network of their prayers, and they're not going to have the influence that's in place already. When the church leaves, they leave, their prayers leave, their influence leave, our advice leaves with us, and the Holy Spirit leaves with us. So the people that are left, they have to, it's going to be down to them and their faith in God. And if those who wouldn't follow God while the light is present, they're going to have a much harder time when the light is gone. But the light will be in them if they believe. and they'll have to stand. And that this is going to become their reality. And the Lord showed us this. He doesn't waste any situation. He's showing us how to deal with such a situation. They'll be outnumbered. Their money is going to be taken. They won't be able to drive. They won't be able to buy medicine unless they take the mark. All these things, it's going to be down to them and their faith. And it's kind of like, it reminded me, when you work for a company, there are so many people working and they're contributing to your success. Even the people that don't do a good job, they're doing something. And it adds up over a week. But when you have your own business, you're doing everything. you have to do the bookkeeping, the work, you have to the organization, you have to plan your schedule. Everything is done. Nobody's helping. And the people in the tribulation will be in that kind of situation. But even in that, we can be victorious. Daniel said that though they that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. So he's going to be, 144,000 will be preached. People are going to get saved, but they're going to have to have their wits about it. It's going to be down to them and their faith. But we have a network, and we have strength in each other. This is the power of communion, and when we have our hearts set right, then we can commune with the Lord. And out of time. 1 Corinthians 11. The Lord is moving by His Spirit. And, having a made-up mind, a heart towards God, that is priceless. We can learn anything we need to. Learning to lean on to what He's saying gives us, we receive the revelation and it becomes life in us. And then we can do what we normally couldn't do. That's the power of communion. Verse 24, and when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. And after the same manner also, He took the cup when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of Me. The Lord our God is victorious.
Yes.
And as He is, so are we.
Yes.
In this world.
Yes.
The Lord, I thank You for Your word. I thank You for every word that You speak. I thank You for every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Help us to build our life strong and take advantage of the last few hours in the days of grace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.